Madison is one of just four cities around the country hosting regional finals this weekend. The University of Wisconsin has been preparing for this day for years, with its sights set on a regional final back when it was drawing up plans for the Kohl Center. Still, athletic department spokesperson Steve Malcho says the past few days have been hectic.
It's the biggest event we've ever hosted. I mean, this is a crown jewel. The NCAA is our governing organization, and I don't think there's any question the NCAA puts the most prestige on their men's basketball championship. And to host the regional level with one of these teams going to the Final Four, this is about as much publicity as you're going to generate as a school.
City boosters are counting on the publicity to help them cast a wider net for events and tourists. Sports has become a more important promotional strategy for the cities which have the facilities to host big events. Jenna Lenz is with the Greater Madison Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The Kohl Center is fairly new. The Alliant Energy Center Coliseum certainly hosts a number of sports events, and if you have these facilities, it's important to fill them with events when your local area athletes are not taking advantage of it.
More than 33,000 people are expected to watch basketball and pump $1.7 million into the Madison area economy. The Monona Terrace Convention Center and two new adjoining hotels have also helped raise Madison's profile as a host for national events. The U.S. Conference of Mayors is coming in June, and another sporting event, the Ironman Triathlon, is in Madison in September. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.